Welcome to the Monster Club.
An honest look at horror movies from lifelong horror fans.
Fair warning, you may not have seen this movie. We have... Spoilers Ho! I'm Jethel.
And I'm Tark.
This week, we start our look back at the Final Destination franchise. Today we start with the 2000 Final Destination, starring Devon Sawa, Sean William Scott, and Tony Todd. Alternative title!
Carter is such a jackass.
That is so true. That is so true. My alternative title, The Rube Goldberg of Death.
Yeah! That really sums up the movie nicely.
Oh, man. All right, so Final Destination 2000. At the time, this movie was a breath of fresh air, man. I mean, it was an original story.
You know, it did pretty good for a discarded X-Files story, didn't it?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, it was originally an X-Files idea, and they decided to go with a movie instead. And, yeah, this was a very original story for the time.
Yeah, yeah, it definitely... was groundbreaking in the
groundbreaking.
It was definitely.
I don't remember anyone wearing a burka in this.
It was definitely groundbreaking in the horror cinema genre. Nothing like it had ever quite been done before, I think.
Not that I can recall.
It's interesting. You never really see not titular. Enemy, but the force behind everything.
You see the shadow.
Yeah.
You see a shadow behind people, and they had actually kicked around the idea of having an actual death character.
Yeah.
But I think this worked so much better.
Yeah.
That, oh no, it's the Grim Reaper! Oh! No. No, I like this a lot better.
There have been theories, of course, that Tony Todd was playing a human personification of death, that he knew just a little bit too much for just any mortician.
Yeah.
What do you think? That initially the mortician was supposed to be a personification of death, because he certainly comes off like that. And
it's
later
possible?
In the films, you know, when he like in the I won't, you know, talk too much about it, but in the next film, you know, he's not there as a literal character. He's just the voice of the, you know, of the story element.
On the roller coaster.
Yeah. And it kind of implies...
I don't think he's supposed to be a personification of death. He's someone who understands maybe a little too much.
Yeah.
So the Mary Sue of death. He knows too much. Perhaps he's someone who has died a couple of times and treats death like an old friend.
It just seems like, you know, someone who knows that much about death's plan, you know, death wouldn't allow that person to live if he's just a normal human being. The first deaths are the plane, but amongst the survivors, the first death is, what's his name?
Todd.
Hang on a sec. Why do they list all these? Yeah, Todd Wagner. So he slips in the bathwater and strangled by the clothesline. It was clearly intentional. You know, something was working, the water disappears. And then they decided to go a little bit more, you know, Rube Goldberg just happenstance accident for the rest of them.
Now, wait a minute. Let's go back and let's talk about that death in the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
First off, I want to know what manufacturer made that shower curtain, because holding about 150 pounds should not be within the scope of a shower curtain rod hanging in your bathroom.
It wasn't a shower curtain rod. It was
the cord. It was supposed to be a retractable cord.
Yeah, yeah, a clothesline.
Right. Have you ever seen one of those things that can hold 150 some odd pounds? No. Who made this fucking thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
I want this clothesline.
You want to die, huh?
Maybe someday, not today. Do I want to live to 120? No. I've seen people who have, and I don't want to.
I have news for you, man. I don't think you're making it to 120.
Nah.
I don't think I'm making it to 120.
Not sure I'm going to make it to next week, to be perfectly honest. the way my life has been going. Anyway.
I have way too many cheeseburgers in me to make it to 120.
All right. So, first one is made to look like he did it himself. But how do they come to the conclusion that they did it himself? The bottom of the bathtub is filled with shampoo that he's knocked over. He's clearly tripped and couldn't stabilize himself.
Right, but maybe, you know, in their mind, he did that to himself to stop himself from saving himself. People do that. That's why they stand on chairs and then kick the chair over instead of just...
Yeah, but if you're dangling 2 feet off the ground, you know you did that on purpose.
Yeah, it was interesting. They kind of decided, okay, let's make it a little less intentional.
Right.
You know, and try to go a little bit more subtle with it. So the other ones were what? Hit by a bus, glass mm-hmm. and knives, and...
Yeah, the one with the teacher was a true Rube Goldberg. I mean, there was a lot of steps on that one.
Though you got to admit, I mean... She should have seen the knives coming, and she did that to herself.
Yeah. Who does that to herself?
I will never, ever, ever throw a dish towel up on the handles of the knives in the kitchen thanks to this movie.
However,
how sharp
are those fucking knives?
Sharp? I mean, how sharp are your knives?
I have dropped a knife on my foot and not have it actually impale my foot.
I'm surprised.
I mean, this had to have been one heavy, sharp knife.
Yeah.
Possibly Ginsu. We don't know these things.
Yeah.
Can it cut a can in half? Well, according to this movie, it could probably cut the can in half just by laying it on the can. But that's neither here nor there. What I'm saying is, even as elaborate as some of these situations were, to try to make them look, oh, wow, this is really fucked up. And, you know, it could really have, no. There's a lot of suspension of disbelief in these Rube Goldberg situations, no matter how awesome they were.
Yeah, it's a movie.
Sometimes you just got to say, it's a fucking movie. All right, moving on.
I love this list, by the way, as an aside that we're looking at on Wikia.
Mm-hmm.
It says killer, death, death, death.
You think so? Really? Wow.
They actually list that as a, I guess it's just the standard for, you know, horror movies that they had a field for a column for who the killer was.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess in later movies, they have specific people who kill other people. But in Final Destination 5, but yeah, all the other ones just say death, 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 death.
Okay, let's go back and let's talk about your alternative title.
Oh, the Carter is such a jackass?
Carter is, God.
He's the stereotypical jock.
Beyond stereotypical. If this guy was real, he'd be freaking expelled from school and locked up.
Yeah.
This guy is freaking psychotic.
He's got a serious anger management problem. But, of course, they had to write him that way. Otherwise, he wouldn't do any of the things that furthered, you know, those story bits. But, yeah, if I met this guy in real life, I'd just steer clear big time.
Let me tell you something. If I was Alex
mm-hmm.
and knew all this stuff, oh, Carter's next. Fuck him. He deserves everything he's going to fucking get, and it's true. This kid deserved to just not exist. I mean, how does he?
Yeah.
How does he even have a freaking girlfriend? How low was this girl's self-esteem?
Why does somebody freaking out on a plane suddenly merit you getting up out of your seat to go punch him in the face?
Really?
I mean, why did he get so angry about that? That was kind of a stretch, but I guess, you know, he's just a walking cauldron of fury.
And
all
then
the time.
He's mad at Alex for saving his life.
Yeah, he's just mad, 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 mad. Because
he's mad about everything. He could receive a Lamborghini as a friggin' graduation present. He'd be like, God damn it, I wanted the white one. Yeah, it's like, come on, man, really?
He's a real control freak. He really needs to feel like he's in control. If anything happens, he doesn't know what's going on, and he's not directly in control of the situation, he freaks the freak out, you know?
I have met some douchebags in my life. I've never met anyone like Carter Halden.
The moment where he tries to take them all out at once.
Yeah, his car.
Knock it off!
Why? Maybe we'll go out on my own free will, right?
Not with us in the fucking car.
Oh, man.
That was probably the best line.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not with us in the freaking car! You know, it's kind of like that old joke, you know, you're nervous about getting on a plane. You know, if it's your time to go, it's your time to go. But what if it's the pilot's time?
I love one of the more subtle details about this movie is pretty much every single death is foreshadowed.
I know Terry's bus was actually foreshadowed, not only by the reflection in the shop window,
Immediately, yeah, that's the scene I'm talking about.
Right.
In the airport, behind Terry, there's a picture of a bus. Okay, and I know in Miss Luton's house, there was a knife on the stained glass window, but I wonder if you go back and watch if there's anything else in that airport scene. And one that I completely missed, even though I knew I was looking for something, was that when Hitchcock, when Billy is standing at the window watching the plane take off before it explodes, the reflection cuts right across his face where he's
decapitated. Okay. All right.
I wish those pictures had been in sharper focus.
Yeah.
But I get that they wanted to be very subtle about it and not call too much attention to it. You know, like doing the
right,
you know, focusing on the character and then doing a focus back to the background and putting the camera character out of focus.
Yeah, that would have
because
been
then
much.
That's like, here, look at this. You know?
Ho, 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 what could this mean?
Foreshadowing. It's not very good foreshadowing if you have to, you know, zoom in on it and put a light on it, you know.
That's not foreshadowing, that's forced shadowing.
Yeah, forced shadowing.
Yeah, let's not do that.
They kind of drop the ball there. We'll get to that when we talk about the later movies, but I know especially in Final Destination 2, just to contrast it with how they did it in the first movie, they had the characters actually point this out and talk about it and talk about the foreshadowing in the pictures and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
It was Final Destination 3 that's the roller coaster one. Yeah. I don't know about.
Oh, 2 is the one with the log truck.
Yeah, with the pile up.
Now, we're going to talk about this more going through with the Final Destination franchise, but every major disaster that they're depicting was based off of a real disaster.
Yeah, this was which flight was this based off of? 800?
Flight 800.
You know what? Talking about the title, they were going to call this movie Flight 180.
Right.
But I'm glad that they went with the great double-meaning title that they did, Final Destination. I mean, isn't that a fantastic title?
It is.
What an uninspired and forgettable title Flight 180 would have been. I mean, can you imagine what Lost would have been called if they had called it Flight 815?
Yeah.
That would have just been stupid. So I guess the X-Files episode would have been called Flight 180, and that would
probably have
been fine. But Final Destination... Whoever came
title.
Up with that title, they must have been like, yes, aha, that's it.
So, yes, Final Destination was based on the disaster of Flight 180. Mm-hmm. And all of the news footage, with the exception of the voiceovers, because I had to change it for the story, was all news footage of Flight 180, mm-hmm. of the recoveries and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, of course, we will talk about the other movies as we're talking about the other movies. But, yeah, they're all based off of real situations. Carter's a dick.
Yes,
I'm sorry, but the character himself angers me.
Yes.
It's like, who is this guy? What the hell happened to him to make him like this? And you, hot chick, why the hell are you screwing this guy?
Why are they always – I think – that those kind of characters are put in these teenage, you know, horror movies just to make all the people who aren't jocks in the audience go, yep, I know that guy. So many times, so many of that guy in my school.
Yeah, but like I said, though, I've known some douches in my life. This guy takes the cake.
Yeah.
This is King Douche.
He really is a...
Why? And I'm serious when I said earlier, I would not try to save this guy.
He's a walking stereotype of...
Oh, God.
Of teenage asshole.
If you want to talk about a character who is completely unlikable.
Yeah, there's not a single moment in the movie except for the very end where he's, you know, redeemed.
He's not even redeemed. He's just less of an asshole. Because he's only not an asshole for like 1 minute, and then he starts right back up again.
He saves Sam's life, you know, briefly.
That's not enough to redeem him. Sorry. Yeah,
I mean, and he sits there and he's, man, if you told me, you know, a year ago, I'd be sitting here, you know, having a drink, you know, I wouldn't have believed you, you know. But every other moment, you know, he seems to have calmed down now that the threat has been removed and he seems to have grown up a bit. But for the rest of the movie, it's just like total full-on asshole. He does not have a single moment of likability.
I just thought of something. It's the fight or flight mode. He's in total fight mode, but doesn't know who to fight.
Yeah.
How can you fight death?
Yeah. It's an invisible enemy.
So instead of fighting an enemy you can't fight, he lashes out at everybody.
Everybody. Yeah, I don't understand.
That's got to be the only explanation for his behavior throughout the movie.
And as to answer your question about why is Terry with him, leather jacket, varsity football, car. That's about it.
Uh-huh. We've all known those girls in high school.
Yep.
Because I couldn't tell you how many times I sat back. It's like, why do all the dicks get all the hot girls? I don't understand it. I really don't.
It's an alpha male thing, I think.
Anyway, moving on. Final Destination.
Terrible movie.
What?
Terrible, terrible movie. The whole franchise is just awful.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I think I love this franchise more than any other horror franchise. I think it's just freaking perfect.
As far as entire franchises go, this is much better than a lot of things. Like, even as much as I love Hellraiser, a lot of those movies sucked.
Yeah, a lot of the later movies weren't even Hellraiser movies. They just kind of slapped Hellraiser on it.
Actually, I liked some of the later ones. It was like toward the end of the movies that were actually Hellraiser movies that really started to go downhill. But as far as an entire franchise goes, I think Final Destination, I agree with you completely.
Final Destination is
one of the best.
I know that you will eventually pick out your favorite Final Destination movie to hate on. There is one that bugs the shit out of you, and we'll get to that later in the review. But I like them all. I like the entire idea. I liked all the disasters. I liked all the deaths. It's, you know, no single movie out of this franchise that we're going to be talking about for the next four podcasts after this stands out as, yep, this is the one where they just didn't try. You know, they all were damn well-made movies.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so rare for a series of five films. And I think the secret lies in not showing death. And not personifying.
That was a great call.
And because if you do, then you tied down death to a single actor. And that's no good. That's no good. Because even if multiple actors played different, you know, personifications of death, then you have people comparing, oh, the death from three was better than the death from one. Yeah. And all that, you know, BS. So you keep it vague and non-human and just this omniscient, you know, omnipresent force working towards the mortality of these characters. And you can put any characters in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have – I mean, they did. But you don't have to have anybody from the previous movies to make a great Final Destination flick. Welcome to the Monster Club.
So, Final Destination, we recommend it. We recommend the entire franchise, but tune in. Next time, we're going to talk about Final Destination 2.